From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Puerto Rico is in the middle of a murder epidemic. The murder rate is 5 to 7 times the national average.
¿Dónde está la sangre, entonces?
En esta área hay sangre. Parece que aparentemente ya la limpiaron.
Miami New Times reporter Michael Miller went down to the island to find out why things have gotten so bad there. Michael, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your story paints a vivid picture of how bad the situation is in Puerto Rico right now. What's going on?
You know, Puerto Rico is a tiny island, only 3.6 million people, but they have over 1,000 people dying per year in the last couple of years. And most of that is related to the drug trade. Puerto Rico and the Caribbean in general were a big transit point for drugs back in the 80s and 90s. It wasn't until 2006 when Felipe Calderon was elected in Mexico and launched this crackdown on cartels that things started to change back towards using the Caribbean as a shipping route.
So there's one police department for the entire island of Puerto Rico, is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. It's actually the second largest in the U.S. Behind NYPD.
And in your article, you write a lot about the police chief, Hector Pesquera. Can you tell us about him?
He's, I think, 66. He is Puerto Rican by birth, but he's a big Miami guy. So he was in charge of the FBI here for many years. The governor of Puerto Rico basically asked him to take over the department. You know, right now, he's actually technically still the head of security for the Port of Miami. He got basically a year leave. So it's up in the air, like a lot of things in Puerto Rico.
Pesquera is obviously very frustrated with what's going on there. We have some tape from him.
If 10% of what's going on in here, crime-wise, would be in any jurisdiction I say, there would be a major, major response to it. We are U.S. citizens, exactly the same rights as you all have when on the other side of the equation.
Do you think that's true, that if this were happening somewhere else in the United States, there would be a lot more support?
I think it is true that if you had, you know, 1,000 bodies piling up on the streets of pretty much anywhere else in the U.S., that people would be a lot more concerned than they are. And I think part of that has to do with something that Pesquera told me, which is that, you know, Puerto Rico is kind of out of sight, out of mind. I mean, a lot of Americans don't think of it as part of the U.S. They think of it as another country and a vacation spot. You know, one thing that could be keeping the federal government from doing more to help is the fact that they have a lot of doubts about the police department. In 2011, I think the Department of Justice issued this report, which was really quite damning. It found systemic abuses of civil rights. It found widespread corruption problems. So it's not clear that they've earned the help that the federal government could give them.
What needs to happen to solve this problem?
You know, Pesquera is working on the police department. That's probably the most straightforward thing, retraining them. You know, there's a big problem with, as the ACLU has pointed out, cops there shooting their weapons kind of indiscriminately, using violent tactics when they don't need to. And so, you know, that's really exacerbating the problem. And it also breeds a lot of distrust of the police. The bigger problem, of course, is the drug war itself. So the cops, in a way, say that they're overwhelmed, that there's drug traffickers from all over the region who are trying to sneak drugs in. You know, they're very creative, and once they get into Puerto Rico, it's very easy to get it into Florida or anywhere on the East Coast. You know, Puerto Rico, the population is actually falling pretty fast. You have about 15,000 people leaving the island every year, and some of that has to do with this violence. About half of those 15,000 people are coming to Florida.
I've been speaking with Miami New Times reporter Michael Miller. His story is out today. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.
From the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.